14, and then not much more after that. Grant Hansen and Evan Smigunski each with 4, Devin Finkel with 3, and then Brennan Shedd and Parker Gaughan each with 1 point. The biggest stat, in my opinion, on the night, Harbor Beach 7 of 19 shooting from the free throw line for 36% altogether. They had 7 turnovers. They were out-rebounded by 5 to Sandusky, 24-29. Sandusky with 22 defensive boards, 7 offensive boards. Harbor Beach 16 defensive boards and 8 offensive boards. Good balance there, but not enough against Sandusky. Sandusky really controlled the tempo, controlled both sides of the ball and on the court, and really led from 5 minutes on in the first quarter to the end.
Defensively, it was quite a show that Sandusky put on, especially in the second quarter when their offense scored 12 points to 4 for Harbor Beach. That whitewashing pretty much set the tone for the second half. And we mentioned at the front of the game that if this is going to be a free throw shooting contest, advantage Sandusky.
So you take a look at the Greater Thumb East standings now. Brown City and Marlette each at 5-2, tied for first in the Greater Thumb East. Harbor Beach a game back at 5-3. Then Sandusky 2 games back out of first place at 4-4 as they take out Harbor Beach. That's a big win, though, for the Sandusky Redskins. Coming to this game, in their last home game, they've now won 3 of their last 4 and 6 of their last 8. On the other side, on the flip side, Harbor Beach has now lost 2 of their last 4 and lost 5 of their last 7 games.
Prior to the game, Coach Pennington and myself, we were talking a little bit about the scenarios that could take place in the East, the Wild East,
yes,
by
indeed.
The way. And he came up with a scenario that if everything just kind of went his way, he could share with 4 losses.
That is a point. I will say that.
There
yes.
is a mathematical chance on this. And, you know, stranger things have happened, but I can't think of a more crazier year this year with parity as it is right now that, who knows, maybe the unbelievable could happen.
Well, I see it here. So Sandusky would have to win out. They play Marlette next on the 23rd. That's on Friday. And then Memphis on Thursday, the 1st of March. So if they win those both games, that would give Marlette 1 more loss. And then Brown City plays Memphis, Ubley, and Harbor Beach. So they beat Memphis, let's say, on Friday. They lose to Ubley, then lose to Harbor Beach to finish out the season. That
yep.
gives Brown City 2 losses.
Yep.
And then Marlette, if they lose, or they beat Memphis, they lose to Sandusky, then they have Peck, and then they lose to Ubley. You're right. It'd be a 4-way, or it'd be a 3-way tie for first place, each with 4 losses.
I can't remember this ever happening.
It's bizarre. It would be the first league championship since 1997 if it did happen that way. Obviously, a lot of things need to fall in place for that to happen. But the way this season has gone, I would not be surprised by that by any means, John.
We're sitting here smiling on this, but, you know, it could happen. But stay tuned. There's still a lot of basketball to be played for the next week and a half.
So for Harbor Beach, they now are on the road at Ubley. On Friday, then they have Kingston on the 27th. That's a week from tonight. You'll hear that one on Sports Radio 102.1 on Sports with John Mooney and Clark Ramsey from Harbor Beach. And then they round out the season on Thursday, the 1st of March, against Brown City. And they would have to have a few things fall in their way if they want to stay in this Greater Thumb East race all the way down to the bitter end.
Now, this Friday on the 23rd, we're going to be at USA.
Yes, indeed. Lakers USA.
That ought to be an interesting ball game as well.
So we'll get to our remaining games of this season broadcasting-wise in just a moment. Sandusky on Friday at Marlette and then at Memphis to round out on March 1st and then on to district play. Now, John, you mentioned our broadcast schedule for the rest of the way out here. On Friday, it's Lakers at USA on Sports Radio 102.1. We will start coverage right around 7 p.m. from USA. Should be a packed house there. USA still undefeated on the season. And then we have Harbor Beach on Tuesday hosting Kingston. Kingston, one of the better NCTL teams around, taking on Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach on Parents Night in Harbor Beach. That'll be on the 27th. John and I will be there for that one. And then all of our broadcasts from that point, we have the rest of, if you want to say the rest of the regular season off, that's one game. And that would be on the 1st of March. And then we get right into postseason play on March 5th. Which is District 78 in Bad Axe. And our coverage will begin at 5:10 p.m. on March 5th. That's Monday from Bad Axe as Lakers and Harbor Beach go head-to-head. Lakers has beaten the Pirates twice this season already. And then our second game of that night would be Cass City and USA.
Now, the time we do Kingston is going to be their last game.
Oh, really?
And that is on a Tuesday. But if you look back a little bit on Friday, they are playing Flint International Academy for a share of the crown.
That's very true.
So, that you know, there's interesting basketball action in the thumb this year as it's coming down to the wire.
And so then we take a look. We have our Monday coverage of districts. Then our Wednesday, we have a doubleheader that day as well. Bad Axe will take on the winner of Lakers and Harbor Beach. And then Ubley will take on the winner of USA and Cass City, all leading to the district championship on Friday, March 9th from Bad Axe. That coverage will begin at 6:30 on March 9th, game at 7 p.m. Either Bad Axe, Lakers, Harbor Beach, Cass City, USA, or Ubley in that district. Sandusky goes the other way. And I do believe they are...
They're going to Dryden.
They're going to Dryden. They're taking on Kimball Landmark to start, and that should be a victory.
Yeah.
Memphis beat Kimball Landmark.
That's a tough district, though.
Yes, it is. And so then in there you have Memphis, Dryden, Brown City, KPAC, Kimball Landmark, and Sandusky. So that is a very tough
K-Pac
district there.
KPAC has to be the odds-on favorite.
And, of course, KPAC moving into the Greater Thumb East next year for the basketball season, and Caro joining the Greater Thumb West next year in the 2019 season as well.
Two great additions.
So, John, and then, of course, we go from Bad Axe and districts on the week of March 5th to the 9th, and then you get the pleasure of traveling to Burton. I heard Burton is beautiful this time of the year.
Burton-Atherton
is hosting Region 20, and the winner of District 78 will take on the winner of District 79, hosted by Valley Lutheran, and that's either going to be Reese, Saginaw Novell, Valley Lutheran, Saginaw MLS, Vassar, or Saginaw Arts and Sciences. So, there you have it. We'll have plenty of action. This is our seventh broadcast of the season, and we will have 14 when all said and done in just 2.5 short weeks. So, plenty of basketball action coming up on the WLAW Sports Network. But, John Mooney, final thoughts. Let's go through shooting here tonight.
Shooting, just totals as far as Harbor Beach is concerned, 17 for 55, and they got it valiantly up to 30% after that disastrous second quarter. For the Redskins, they were 20 for 48. That's 41%. Pretty much what you would expect in your own home court. Where they were getting their buckets were mostly on the inside. They were 18 for 39, 46%. Only took 9 shots from three-point land, 22%. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they were 14 for 44 on the inside, 31%. And they were getting most of that in the fourth quarter. Then 3 for 11 on the outside, 27%.
Harbor Beach, what they shot, 11 for 24 in that second half for 45%, which isn't bad. But when you take into consideration the first half, they just dug themselves too big of a hole. And Sandusky, kudos to them. Strong defensive effort from the opening tip to the final buzzer, holding Harbor Beach just to 44 points. That's 9 points under their average. And Sandusky cruises to an 8-point victory over Harbor Beach.
Sandusky earned this one.
Most certainly. So, John Mooney, final thoughts.
Final thoughts is this is a whale of ball game to witness. Congratulations to Sandusky Redskins, Coach Pennington. And we will see what happens on this way out. Who knows, again? Four wins could take it. We're going to see if the Pennington theory could work.
Oh, I like that sound already. Tonight's presentation of WLW Sports was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Bresky Sign and Building Report, More Motor Sales of Caro, DS Services of Cass City, More Shoreline, Chevrolet and Buick and Sebring, Kohler's Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, the Huron County Agents of Farm Bureau Insurance, yep, they cover that, and Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948, ensure better health, better life. Are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We always enjoy our trip down to Sandusky every single year from the Thumb Dome of Marques Hunt Gymnasium and Al DeMott Court. Thank you to all the hospitality brought to you by Sandusky. And we will be back on the air on Friday as we travel to USA amidst the Olympic fever as the Lakers will be traveling to town in the Greater Thumb West against USA. On behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. Thank you for joining us. Sandusky Redskins victorious 52-44 over Harbor Beach right here on your Harwood home for high school hoops, the WLW Sports Network.